Look again, summer 2017, Oakland Talking Book Service at RHPL. Learning about Braille. This spring, Rochester area fifth graders visited the library as part of an accessibility tour in downtown Rochester. This tour is part of the Rochester Community Schools Authors in April program. As one of the featured authors' books focused on a child with special needs, a member of the committee invited outreach services to be included in the tour. As part of the accessibility tour, over 600 students visited RHPL and learned about adaptive equipment available through outreach services. A hands-on station allowed students the opportunity to braille their own name and to use the braille materials in the Make Your Life Easier or MILE braille kits that were displayed. Oakland Talking Book Service staff discussed the braille and talking book resources available through OTBS. The OTBS Adaptive Technology Specialist shared her personal experiences in navigating the world as a person with visual and mobility impairments. Students, teachers, and parents were amazed at what we had to offer. Some mentioned they never knew what outreach services was for, and one young man declared, "This is probably one of the best libraries there will ever be." National Parks Lifetime Pass Available. A free lifetime pass is available to U.S. citizens or permanent residents of the United States that have been medically determined to have a permanent disability. The disability does not have to be 100% disability. The pass provides admittance to more than 2,000 recreation sites managed by 5 federal agencies. Access passes may be obtained via mail order from USGS. Mail order applicants for the access pass must submit a completed paper application, proof of residency, and documentation of permanent disability. Again, this does not have to be 100% disability, and must pay the document processing fee of $10 to obtain a pass through the mail. Once the application package is received, the documentation will be verified and a pass with a pass owner's name pre-printed on it will be issued to the applicant. At many sites, the Access Pass provides the pass owner a discount on expanded amenity services such as camping, swimming, boat launching, and guided tours. For more information, visit store.usgs.gov/pass/access.html. OTBS reaches out to its community. If you are planning a low vision or senior event and would like the OTBS to participate, or if you would like us to conduct a training session for your consumer group, agency, or clients, please contact us as we are delighted to be involved. Over the last few months, OTBS staff participated in senior information fairs and shared information on our services at local Rotary groups. Contact Michelle at michelle.wisniewski@rhpl.org or call 248-650-5681. OTBS Book Discussion Groups. If you're looking for an opportunity to discuss great books and network with other Talking Book Service patrons, please consider joining one of these stimulating book discussion groups. OTBS Book Friends meets monthly at the Good Samaritan Lutheran Church, 517 West Walton Boulevard in Pontiac. The church is accessible by smart bus system. Visit otbs.rhpl.org for the upcoming schedule of discussions. For digital copies of the discussion books, contact Marcia at 248-650-5682. Phony friends, only a phone call away. If you prefer not to travel, we're happy to announce a new virtual book group that requires only a phone call. Every month, the group will discuss books via a conference call. To learn more about this brand new group, visit otbs.rhpl.org or contact Michelle at 248-650-5681. Follow OTBS on Facebook. Connect with other members of the OTBS community and stay up to date with OTBS happenings by liking us on Facebook at facebook.com/otbs-at-rhpl. Michigan Assistive Technology Loan Fund. The Michigan Assistive Technology Loan Fund allows people with disabilities and seniors or their family members to purchase assistive technology devices or services, including the modification of vehicles and homes. Loans may cover the cost of training to use the purchased equipment, warranties, and service agreements. The Michigan Assistive Technology Loan Fund, MATLF, supports the purchase of needed technology through low interest rates and loan guarantees. The program does not provide grants. It provides loans which must be paid back. The program is a unique partnership of United Cerebral Palsy of Michigan and Option One Credit Union in Lansing. Assistive technology is defined as any item, piece of equipment, or device that enables an individual with a disability to improve individual independence and quality of life. Who's eligible to apply? Michigan residents with disabilities, seniors, and their family members or guardians. What can I purchase with a loan through this program? Allowable equipment includes but is not limited to hearing aids, wheelchairs, motorized scooters, voice simulation systems, braille equipment, telecommunications equipment, augmented communication systems, environmental control units, computers, adapted recreational equipment, accessible home modifications, and modified vehicles. Training to use the equipment can also be included with the loan. Where can I find the equipment I need? You may buy the equipment from a dealer or from a private seller. It's your choice. How much can you borrow? There's no minimum amount. The maximum is $30,000. Your ability to repay the amount requested will determine the approval of your loan. To have an application mailed to you, send or email to henige@ucpmichigan.org or call us at 1-800-828-2714. Blind Independence Diabetes Group. The Blind Independence Diabetes Group, or BID Group, is a one-stop source for people living with diabetes and blindness to obtain the best accessible products, accessible education, training, and helpful peer support to enable BID Group members to live healthy and independent lives, yet never feel alone. Please visit the site at https://bid.northcoastmed.com. BARD, Braille and Audio Reading Download Express. BARD Express is a Windows computer application created by patrons and friends of NLS for easy access to BARD search and download functions. This program is for Windows computers only. Other operating systems like Mac, Apple iOS, and Android perform the same unzip and packaging functions automatically. BARD Express can be accessed by registered BARD users from the BARD website. Download the free program to your computer and the BARD Express icon will appear on your desktop. Click on the icon to open and log in using your BARD email and password. You are now presented with the main BARD menu containing the options Bookshelf, Wish List, Preferences, Recently Added, Most Popular, Subject, Series, Magazines, Search BARD, and Manage Devices. Why do I want to use BARD Express? BARD Express eliminates the cumbersome unzip process after a book is downloaded. When the download is complete, the file is automatically unzipped, placed in a folder given the book's title as the folder name, and placed on the BARD Express bookshelf. You can put multiple books on your bookshelf for transfer to your storage device and playback on your NLS-provided player or other authorized player. Hadley School for the Blind. Have you ever wished you had studied a foreign language while you were in school? Perhaps you're thinking that with your eyesight worsening, it might be time to learn how to read Braille. Or maybe your English isn't the best and you would like to learn to improve your skills. Maybe it's time to move out of your parents' home, but you don't feel you have the independent living skills that you need to cook and take care of your own home. Or maybe you want to open a business of your own. Classes on these and many other topics are available free of charge from Hadley School for the Blind. According to the school's website, its mission is to promote independent living through lifelong distance education programs for individuals who are blind or visually impaired, their families, and blindness service providers. For more information, call 800-323-4238. Bookshare. Currently enrolled adult continuing education or Hadley students can get a free membership to Bookshare. Bookshare is the largest online library for qualified individuals with print disabilities. The Bookshare library provides access to more than 90,000 books and 150 periodicals available in synthesized voice, refreshable braille, or large print. Visit bookshare.org for more information. National Library Service Nuts and Bolts by Christine Lindhag. In March, I attended a 3-day orientation session at the National Library Service, NLS, in Washington, D.C. I learned a lot and wanted to share some of the information with all of you. Beginning with 19 libraries in 1931, the network has expanded to 55 regional libraries, 31 sub-regional libraries, and 14 advisory and outreach centers serving the United States, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Guam. You receive your services from the Outreach and Advisory Center at the Rochester Hills Public Library, also known as OTBS at RHPL. The first library to provide service to the blind was the Boston Public Library in 1868. After World War I, there was a real push to establish a nationwide service on a single embossed format, Braille. Sound recordings came later in 1933. 6 NLS librarians read every library review journal, major newspapers, blogs, etc. to acquire titles for the NLS collection. They are able to read approximately 4,000 titles a year. The librarians put the bibliographic data into the system, including a 50-word annotation. NLS acquires and then produces books for the blind. 2 copies of each print book are purchased. Even though the books are already in audio format, NLS has to mark them up to change the format. Professional actors read and record the books, creating the digital file. It can take a couple of months for a title to be read, checked for quality assurance in sound quality and pronunciation, then accepted, and then uploaded to the Braille and Audio Recording Download System, BARD. It costs about $700 to produce an audiobook. Once produced, the digital files are copied into USB flash cartridges, placed into plastic mailing containers, and distributed to libraries. Only 20% of the books are transcribed into Braille, about 500 books a year. NLS certifies people for proofreading, transcription, and in uniform English Braille coding. It costs about $10,000 to Braille a book. One librarian is responsible for selecting foreign language materials. The primary focus is on Spanish language titles, but NLS also does Russian, German, French, and Mandarin. About 100 foreign language titles are produced each year. NLS has a wide variety of equipment that might help you enjoy your reading more. They offer a high-volume player that goes up to 120 decibels. The high-volume feature only works with headphones. They offer a right-angle adapter, which allows the USB to lay flat against the player. They offer switches for people who do not have use of their limbs. Other than on and off, all functions are controlled by a sip and puff technology. By puffing air into the plastic tube, the user can control the machine. At the NLS, quality assurance is important at all levels. Recordings are checked and double-checked, but they also do unique testing on the equipment. Players are tested to high and low temperature standards. They test the cases, players, and flash drives up to 140 degrees so that the materials can survive procedures for the removal of bedbugs. They test for temperatures as low as 15 degrees to ensure that the equipment and materials can survive in low-temperature environments. Cases are tested for crushability to make them strong enough to survive rough handling and transport by the U.S. Postal Service. The U.S. Currency Reader Program has been a real success, with between 40 and 50,000 readers already. The device reads 8 currency denominations, Troubleshooting and instructions are available by phone at 844-815-9388. Applications are also available online at bep.gov. There's also an app called iNote, E-Y-E-N-O-T-E, which is a free mobile device application that runs on iOS devices that have a camera. The IDEAL, I-D-E-A-L, U.S. currency identifier operates on the Android platform and is available as a free download on Google. Did you know that the American citizens living abroad are eligible for full NLS services? There are currently over 250 patrons served in this manner. NLS provides the power adapters to ensure that the equipment will not be damaged due to foreign voltage standards. I thoroughly enjoyed my 3-day orientation to the National Library Service and hope that you too have learned something new. Summer reading at RHPL. Calling all OTBS patrons, please join the OTBS at RHPL Summer Reading Program this year. It's very simple to do. You can enter as many times as you'd like. Just call OTBS staff, give us your name and phone number, and tell us about an NLS talking book that you have just read. We will complete the entry form and enter you into a grand prize drawing held on August 7th. Win a talking watch, a kitchen talking timer, and other great prizes. As an OTBS patrons, you are welcome to register and attend any of the programs scheduled at the Rochester Hills Public Library. Programs this summer include an adults-only recess, July 14th at 6:30 p.m., and Our Amazing Sun, Thursday, August 17th at 7 p.m. To learn more, please visit rhpl.org. OTBS, Oakland Talking Book Service at RHPL, Rochester Hills Public Library, 500 Old Town Road, Rochester, Michigan, 48307. Look again. News from OTBS is also available in Braille by request. The current version of the publication can be found at otbs.rhpl.org. Connect with us on Facebook at rhpl.org/otbsatrhpl. OTBS hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 to 9, Friday and Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sundays, 1 through 6, during the school year. OTBS closings. We will be closed November 23rd and 24th for Thanksgiving, December 24th and 25th for Christmas, and December 31st through January 1st for the New Year. Our phone number is 1-800-774-4542 or 248-650-7150. You can email us at outreach@rhpl.org or visit us at otbs.rhpl.org.